You did spend 50 days behind bars at Langi Kal Kal. You went back this morning. What happened?
Well, actually, I spent my first 2 weeks in solitary confinement at the Melbourne Assessment Prison in the city. But I came in today just to have a look. A very officious lady said, "You can't come in." I had a man there with a stop sign and a high-vis vest on. I said, "You have to contact the media people." And I said, "Well, I'm not media. I don't really care if I come in or not." I was going to drive up the long driveway and just up to the reception area. But in the end, they stopped me down the street. I think some media got wind of it and turned up, so they panicked a little bit. It didn't matter. The main point thing was that it's 2,014 hours there for most of my 50 days. 95% of the other inmates and prisoners were in for sex offences. And I'm just thinking today that some of them, and some of them in there now, will be affected by the law that I got passed last year, and that was to block convicted sex offenders from travelling overseas having their passports pulled on what I used to call child rape holidays. And it really hit me this morning because last December the 2nd, I was standing in my lounge room, I got a phone call, and the voice said, "Darren, it's Malcolm. I want you to be the first to know. We turned the first one back at Sydney Airport today." And I thought, yeah, I cried. I was so chuffed. And it does prove in a funny way that a single senator can get something done sometimes.
And look, all of this, I guess, started in Ballarat. You started the party, you know, the launch was in Ballarat, and it was as a result of this stint at Langi Kal Kal.
You're quite right. It was we launched in Ballarat because Ballarat had been affected more than anybody by the pedophile priest scandal and the cover-ups and the Royal Commission. The other day I was in Ballarat, and I was back there again today, walked down to St Patrick's Cathedral and stood outside those ribbon-adorned fences and thought how rotten it was. And ironically now, 2014, I'm in Langi Kal Kal. Now I'm the actual chairman of the National Senate Redress Committee into compensation for victims of institutionalised sex offences. So it's funny how it's come full circle. And it's quite moving. A, coming back to Ballarat, then going to Langi Kal Kal. A couple of weeks ago, I went to Maule, which is now just a farm, because that's where I first went to jail for naming a pedophile priest back in about 1987, so nearly 30 years ago. So it's been an interesting time. We try to get to come to Victoria as much as we can, and in recent weeks we've been to Echuca and Shepparton and Warrnambool and all over the place, you know, Colac, and Horsham. Yesterday I spent time with probably one of the bravest women I've ever met in my life. Her name is Simone O'Brien, and she was nearly bashed to death with a baseball bat by her partner. And she and I spent time with the Wimmera, white ribbon people. And I said, "I've been a journo for more than 50 years. I've rarely met a person with so much bravery, so much guts, and so much integrity. I'm in awe of the girl, so a woman. It's fantastic. And she is just awesome. I feel humbled to be sitting and talking to her. You know, she is just an awesome human being. Horsham, she's up there, and she talks to police forces, she talks to schools. She has turned a nightmare into a cause. And she's not a zealot, she's not a fanatic, she just tells people what has happened to her, how it is. She's had dozens of operations, she's due to have another one, having to have stomach fats pumped into her head. She has a titanium plate in her head, and yet she is indefatigable. She is just an amazing, you should be so proud of her in this part of the world. She is just an amazing woman.